Let us begin this morning with our opening blessing, asking our opening blessing. The purpose behind it is to ask our Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to be with us in our worship together. We make our beginning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From Psalm 46, these words: God is our refuge and strength. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way,
though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea,
though its waters roar and foam,
though the mountains tremble and swell.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
As I mentioned in the beginning of our service, a theme running through the thread of our service is darkness and light. And listen to how they come across in our confession and absolution today. So often we have lived as though we are in darkness. We live as those who are by nature sinful and unclean. Our words and actions do not reflect the light of Christ. We do not live as people who are citizens of the kingdom of God. Confessing our sin today, let us make refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking His grace for the sake of Christ. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. The good news is that through God's forgiveness, He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and has transferred us to the kingdom of His Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and it is for Jesus' sake alone that your sins are forgiven. As a called and ordained servant of Jesus Christ and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us rise to sing our praise and love for our triune God.